Our series, Working, is about the lives of individuals in that global economy. Take a good look at almost anything around you, your cell phone, your shoes, your furniture, and you're seeing the collective effort of hundreds, even thousands of people. Many of those objects, though, started with industrial designers, the people who decide just how the things in our lives look and feel. John Miller tracked one down in Milan, Italy.
Raffaella Mangiarotti designs ordinary objects, but always with a twist.
This is a toilet brush.
Like a toilet brush that squirts soap, or
it's a very simple sponge.
A donut-shaped dish sponge that wraps around the kitchen faucet, or
is a little plunger.
A plunger.
And the little tweezer is inside the plunger, so
with long plastic tweezers nested in the handle to let you pick up objects that might have fallen in the toilet.
And it's a very little idea, but it's very nice.
Mangiarotti has come up with a whole stream of nice little ideas since she co-founded a firm called Deep Design with a friend, Matteo Bazzicalupo, in 1995.
Now, if I can show you, because it's a prototype that is functioning.
We're in her bright white high-rise apartment in Milan, looking at some of their stuff. She and Bazzicalupo have designed dozens of commercial products, a hot plate for KitchenAid, a video camera for JVC.
And so.
And this professional hairdryer, built on spec with no company backing. It shuts off automatically when she puts it down.
Take it off, start.
Not only that, the weight of the motor is below the hand, which makes it easier on the arms, and it blows air downward, so the hairdresser doesn't have to hold it so high, which is better for the circulation.
We check it with our stylist, and they were very glad to have this kind of innovation. Now we are searching for a producer and distributor, perhaps in America.
Milan is the center of the universe for industrial design, but there's not nearly as much industry here as there used to be, so lots of designers have moved into high-end artsy stuff like jewelry and fancy furniture. But Mangiarotti says she's much more interested in technical innovation than in style.
My dream is not to have a style that is recognizable, but I want to have an idea process that is recognizable.
She says you can see that process in her work, a kind of intellectual DNA, based on the idea that there's no sense designing a product if it doesn't solve a problem.
The project is not an answer, it's a question. When you decide what is the question related to a project, then the shape comes, naturally.
Which sounds pretty abstract for a person whose job is to create things. So I ask her how she'd go about designing, say, an alarm clock.
What could be nice is not really starting from the design of the alarm clock, because the problem is not the shape.
The problem is waking up. She hates to do it, and she figures other people do too. So she'd start by doing research into more natural ways to ease into the day.
And starting from this, we'll design a process and then give a shape to this process.
Whatever the shape, it would not go.
Beep, 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 beep.
But if she couldn't come up with anything better than what's already out there, she says she'd rather design nothing at all. That's because the last thing the world needs is more stuff.
My problem is that I am a designer, because for my work I have to produce idea and I have to produce products. And in this society I would like to not produce anything, because there is too many things.
Not that that's an option at the moment. Mangiarotti's working on all sorts of things. A line of children's products for the American company Graco. A high-tech bed with built-in video and audio. The list goes on. Raffaella Mangiarotti does most of her work on a Macintosh laptop at her dining room table. She also teaches twice a week at the Polytechnic University of Milan. And she spends a lot of her time talking on the phone.
Pronto? Ciao Maurizio.
As she drives between meetings with students and clients and collaborators.
We are arrived. Oh, it was a long way, no?
This morning she's visiting a furniture factory about an hour from the city. She's designing a kitchen for people with disabilities. This is where they're building the prototype.
It's a kitchen for disabled people. But I don't want to do a kitchen that seems for disabled. So there are some secrets revealed by the use of the kitchen.
Secrets like cabinets that swing downward and individually cooled wooden drawers instead of a refrigerator. Mangiarotti says she loves projects like this, where you get to question all your assumptions and start from zero. The one she's most proud of is a complete rethinking of the washing machine for Whirlpool Europe.
When we looked at the washing machine, we understood that the most interesting way of washing now is the hand washing. Because when you have something that you care, when you love, you wash by hands.
So she and Bazzicalupo designed a machine that gently squeezes clothes with an inflatable bladder. The model they built is round and pearly and translucent. It looks more like a futuristic urn than an appliance.
So it's a really new object that can be introduced in a living room. Why not?
The idea won a major award. The object never made it to the market. That's one of the risks of thinking outside the big white box. Mangiarotti is a single mother. Her son Ludovico is 10. This is an open house at his school. It started at 6, but she got caught in meetings and got here a little late. Mangiarotti says she's getting better about separating work and life. But it's not easy. It's not just the classes and the phone calls and the emails and the meetings. It's also learning to disengage her brain. She'll often find herself staring at a tree or a bird, trying to figure out how it does what it does.
When some client comes to me and say, I have a material, I have a technology I want to use, I don't go in the office and I immediately start with this work. I go around the town, I do the things that I have to do, but the project is in my mind. And also in the night, I'm thinking. Sometimes in the morning I say, what I was dreaming this night. It's very difficult for me to say when I'm working and when I'm working not.
Of course, as any industrial designer knows, having no off switch can be a problem. Raffaella Mangiarotti says she's working on it.
John Miller took the rough duty in Milan to get that story for us. Our series Working is a collaboration with Homelands Productions. You can see pictures of some of Raffaella Mangiarotti's products and listen to other working profiles on our website. It's marketplace.org.